The New Orleans Saints signed Taysom Hill to one of the most unique contracts we've ever seen in the NFL. We'll talk about what the contract is, what it means, and how it all breaks down. We got all that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome in to this sort of emergency episode of Locked On Saints. We're going to do a full-length episode here, and you'll still get an additional Tuesday episode, but I couldn't go without talking about this. So thanks so much for joining us, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks, as always, for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Every day, I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, Canal Street Chronicles, Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And I know you can hear the excitement in my voice, or you can feel the excitement, or you can see the excitement on my face, because this is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. The New Orleans Saints end up signing a contract extension for Taysom Hill on Monday. Now, I know not everybody is a Taysom Hill fan, and I understand that, but you have to understand where my excitement is coming from here. This is one of the most unique contracts we've ever seen in the NFL. Here's the way that Taysom Hill's new four-year contract, yes, a real one this time, actually breaks out. Let's start off with where Taysom Hill is right now. Taysom Hill is on the end of a contract that voids in 2022 that would have left the Saints with $8.9 million of dead money that season. Now remember, the New Orleans Saints are already like $50,000 over the salary cap. So extending Taysom Hill at any point and lowering his 2022 cap hit should have been a priority for the New Orleans Saints one way or another, trying to get that dead cap number down. Now, because the contract isn't going to void and he's now on a new contract, that $8.9 million is effectively null and void. And then Taysom Hill's salary cap number into his cap hit in 2022 will be dependent upon the details of this contract. But the details of this contract are not easy. They're not simple. They're not normal. And that's why I love it so much. So here's the deal. So the Saints have signed Taysom Hill to a four-year, $40 million contract. And we could just stop there, but this is the New Orleans Saints, and they don't just be doing no regular contracts like that. So you have a $10 million deal over the course of the next 4 years that amounts to that $40 million. However, through escalators such as potentially incentives, that could be game win incentives, they could be playtime incentives. If Taysom Hill were to become the Saints' starting quarterback, they then have another $55 million that gets added or can get added to his contract to make it a four-year $95 million deal, raising it to upwards of $23.75 million per year. All right, let's get out of the numbers and talk about what this means. Basically, the idea is that there's a base level that this contract exists, which is a simple four-year, $40 million, $10 million per year contract. But with escalators, if he were to become the Saints starting quarterback as early as 2022, that contract takes a massive jump up into pretty standard quarterback price, right? $23.75 million for a quarterback is not very expensive, especially when you're seeing quarterbacks start to get $45 to $50 million per year deals. So this is not an unreasonable situation for the New Orleans Saints. This is effectively a middling quarterback salary. Not bad at all. So the New Orleans Saints have effectively created a way that Taysom Hill can be guaranteed a role with the New Orleans Saints for some point over the next 4 years, right? We know that not all contracts last their full term. But for some portion of the next 4 years, Taysom Hill has a role with the New Orleans Saints, whether it's as an offensive weapon or it's as a quarterback, and the contract will scale appropriately depending upon which position he's playing. It's absolutely genius, and it's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about it. Now, either way, Taysom is guaranteed $22.5 million, whether it be as a quarterback or as an offensive weapon. As an offensive weapon, that basically guarantees him 2 years' worth of pay. As a quarterback, it basically guarantees him 1 year's worth of pay. So if the Saints even hit those escalators and then get him up to the point where he's making that $23.75 million per year, they can effectively be out of that depending upon how the contract is structured within 1 or 2 years if he doesn't work out as their starting quarterback. They're not beholden to him because the guarantees aren't super You know, it's not a huge percentage of guarantees here. So the guarantees aren't a hindrance to move on from him if it doesn't work out at quarterback and if they want to move in and bring in another quarterback. Plus, if the bonus there, that $55 million of extra money, is incentive-based, then basically he would only receive certain portions of it, such as $500,000 per 50 snaps played at quarterback, 50% of snaps played at quarterback per game, something like that, to where they really only end up evaluating it on a per game basis. There are a lot of different ways that this can flesh out. Now, we don't have all the details yet, but we do know the sort of skeletal structure, right? What this looks like. Now we sort of have to get into the nitty gritty and figure out what those incentives are, what those escalators are, and what this actually means in terms of salary cap hit over the next four seasons. But nonetheless, this is super, super exciting just to see from a contract spot. So we'll talk about where the New Orleans Saints sort of hinted at the idea of where this might have come from, because we've seen it in other contracts, sort of smaller versions of it. This seems to be the big boy version of a couple of things they've already done this season. So we'll break that out and we'll talk about what this might mean for the Saints in the immediate future, as opposed to just the next 4 years as we continue on with this bonus extra episode of Locked On Saints. Now, while we're sitting here talking about contracts, let's talk about something that you don't need a contract for in order to enjoy. It's DirecTV Stream. No contract required, but I'm going to tell you how incredible this is. If you've got all those different apps that you're using for live sports, for TV shows, movies, all that other stuff, and you're having to jump from app to app or even device to device in some cases, you can get rid of all of that and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream, brought to you by, of course, DirecTV, which allows you to seamlessly transition from whatever it is that you want to watch, whether it's live sports, TV, movies, whatever it is, game shows, whatever it is that you love. You're going to be able to jump through and you're not going to have to borrow people's logins anymore or any of that and have to fight with who's using what when. No. Don't worry about any of that stuff now. Go and check out DirecTV Stream. You can find more information over at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com in order to get more information on DirecTV Stream. Compatible device is required and content varies by package. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again, as always, for making us your first listen of the day every day as we continue on with this sort of bonus extra episode of Locked On Saints, breaking down Taysom Hill's new contract. So we talked about the contract, why it's so unique, why it's one of the most unique we've ever seen in NFL history, and you can see how excited I am about it because I love contracts. And again, however you feel about Taysom Hill, fine, that's all fine. But the way that this contract is built just allows the New Orleans Saints to have so much flexibility about their future and the future of their franchise. If you end up having Taysom Hill become your starting quarterback, then you already have a middling sort of contract there for him that's not going to get overblown, or you're not going to have to overpay and panic pay for Taysom Hill to come back to you over the offseason. If you can't get Jameis Winston back, if you can't make a trade for Russell Wilson, if you can't get a quarterback in the draft, you've eliminated the panic pay situation altogether, which is really, really good. And you're paying Taysom Hill $10 million to do his offensive weapon role, which for Taysom is really, really good. I mean, that is a good chunk of change. So where did the New Orleans Saints come up with this idea? Because we've actually sort of seen it so far. We know that the Saints are always very innovative when it comes to their contracts, right? I mean, they've been doing this for a while, let's be real. So when they find new ways to innovate contracts, it should be bigger news than it usually is, but it tends to be kind of quiet. If you look at what the Saints did this offseason with even Marshon Lattimore's contract, when they took his fifth-year option and then gave him sort of this extension with all of these voidable years and took his fifth-year option and knocked it down by turning it into a signing bonus and spreading it out, that had never been done in the NFL before, not on a fifth-year option. And so then they ended up turning that into the extension, which worked out really, really well for Marshon Lattimore and has worked out mostly good for the New Orleans Saints thus far. So we've seen the Saints be innovative and be creative with their contracts, but we've also seen something like what the Saints have done here with Taysom Hill's contract already, and it's with right tackle Ryan Ramczyk. Remember, the Saints signed Ryan Ramczyk to an extension earlier on this offseason, but in his contract, they built in incentives where if he hit certain escalators by playing left tackle, that his contract would raise. So it depended upon the final value of his contract, depended upon which position he ended up playing and how well he played there. So here's how they did it with Ryan Ramczyk. So they signed him to a five-year, $96 million contract, or an average base salary of $19.2 million. What they did was that if he becomes an AP All-Pro first team left tackle at any point throughout his contract term, all future years will have an additional $1 million added. That's why looking at the incentives for Taysom Hill's contract when those become public will be key to understanding exactly how this contract works. Is it on a per season basis to where his salary cap rises if he plays 50% over the course of the season? Is it on a per game basis? 50% of quarterback snaps gets him this amount of money that ends up piling up over the course of the season? Is it about wins? What might it be? I love this so much because we've seen sort of the infancy portion of this, right? Ryan Ramczyk's contract is not an infant contract by any means. It's $19.2 million per year, $96 million in total. But the idea of the incentive to sign the right tackle for a certain amount of money, but then give him a years-long potential escalator if he ends up making a first-team all-pro team at a different position, the more valuable position in terms of contract, the left tackle spot, that basically was sort of the small version of what they ended up doing with Taysom Hill's contract, which is based on a base salary in terms of the position that he currently plays, and then the way that it could escalate over time if he ever becomes the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints at any point during his contract term. What will be interesting to see is if it's on that per season basis, or if he ends up becoming the starting quarterback for, let's say, 2022, does his base salary end up moving in 2022 and 2023? If it is yearly, if it's by game, which would be the wisest decision, then it all happens sort of on a per game basis. So this is really, really interesting. And I've already seen some folks say, hey, if I was a New Orleans Saints, I would have gone out there and spent money on an actual quarterback. But here's the thing, they don't spend money on Taysom unless he becomes an actual quarterback for the team. So they're not blowing money here, right? You might be overspending a little bit in terms of how you feel about Taysom Hill's offensive weapon role. But if you look at Taysom Hill over the course of the past few seasons, he has caught more touchdowns than some folks that are making nearly $20 million per year. So when you look at it in terms of what you're getting from Taysom Hill, I'm not super mad about $10 million per year, and I'm certainly not mad about $23.75 million per year moving forward if he does become the starting quarterback for the team. Now, that's of course all dependent upon whether or not that happens in the future. We need to talk more a bit about the immediate future when it comes to this, because could this signal where the Saints are headed for the rest of this season? We'll talk about that and break this contract down even more as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And as we get there, I want to remind you about our friends over at Built.com, the best tasting protein bar on the market. The big incentive that I'll give you here, just like they gave to Taysom in his contracts, is that, yeah, this is a protein bar, but you'll swear you're eating a candy bar when you eat these things. Fantastic flavors like coconut almond, mint brownie, and they have a bunch of rotating limited edition flavors I'll tell you about here in just a second as well. But they have a ton of stuff, even really, really sugary, sweet sounding flavors like salted caramel, peanut butter brownie, mint brownie, cookies and cream, and those are all covered in 100% chocolate. However, you're only talking about 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs, while still getting 17, 18 grams of protein. So these things are absolutely incredible. Now, as for those limited edition flavors, they're rotating every like 3 or 4 days. So make sure you go and check out built.com. While you're there, grab yourself a box of Built bars and use the promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, so you can get 15% off. That's 15% off with the promo code LOCKED15 at built.com. And you can check out our friends over at betonline.ag as well, especially if you want to get in on some sports betting action. The New Orleans Saints home underdogs up against the Buffalo Bills this, not this weekend, in just a couple of days on Thursday, going up against the Buffalo Bills. If you like those odds, if you like the Bills in this one, there's also a bunch of player props that you can dig into later on in the week. They're going to have some really fun Thanksgiving Day props as well. I'm sure they'll have some props about who bites the first turkey leg. Like, they're going to have a ton of stuff over there. So make sure you're checking them out over at betonline.ag. And if that's not your feel, right, like going for the NFL or even betting on your favorite team, you can look across the rest of the NFL, look at the NBA, you can do some futures for MLB, UFC, and even have your favorite Vegas casino games as well. So many options for you to get in on over at betonline.ag. And if you're a new customer, I want to help you out. So make sure you use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Put $100 down, get an extra 50 in free play on top of that. That's a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag, where the game starts. Hey. Let's get it, Houdat Nation, wrapping up this bonus extra episode of Locked On Saints. Kind of breaking news response here to Taysom Hill's four-year deal. Not the fake one, not the four-year $140 million deal that everybody likes to pretend that Taysom Hill was on, but the real four-year extension that he was just signed to, which begins in 2022. As a refresher, 4 years, $40 million, $10 million per year is the base, but a bunch of escalators, maybe incentives. We'll see how those are all planned out. Are they per season? Are they per game? Those would end up moving him up to $95 million or as much as $95 million if he becomes the Saints starting quarterback at any point over the next four seasons, beginning in 2022. So this is the big question, right? Does that mean that Taysom Hill is expected to be the starting quarterback moving forward? No, I don't think there's any promise here. I think the only assurance perhaps that Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints just gave Taysom Hill is that he'll get the opportunity to compete again for the starting quarterback role this offseason, whether it be against another rookie, whether it be against Ian Book, or whether it be against a returning Jameis Winston. And this team isn't going to all of a sudden sit back and, you know, play it safe at the quarterback position and just stick with the guys that they know. Best believe that they're still going to do what they have to do in terms of checking in on other players. Yes, they'll probably check in on Russell Wilson and other quarterbacks that could become available either in free agency or via trades. There's no guarantee here outside of the $22.5 million guarantee and that, hey, you have some kind of a role for the next couple of seasons, at least with the New Orleans Saints, up to four seasons. And that could potentially be as a starting quarterback, but doesn't necessarily mean that it will be. The interesting thing is, how does this impact the New Orleans Saints' decision to use Taysom Hill moving forward this season? Because it doesn't seem that any of these incentives or anything like that would end up being relevant this season. So if Taysom Hill were to end up going out and starting up against the Buffalo Bills this week, which is a possibility, I would imagine, based upon last week's performance, that game should have no bearing on this contract moving forward. However, it does end up informing the New Orleans Saints about what they still have in Taysom Hill moving forward. But does Taysom want to risk any type of further injury this season, as he's already dealing with injuries, concussion, foot injury, so on and so forth, that could potentially get in his way if he were to be injured this season and then not allow him then to be able to be available to compete over the course of next offseason, since we're so close to the end of the season here, to where he could potentially escalate his contract as a new starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints? This is where things get really interesting to me. Now, the Saints, I still think, could benefit from going to Taysom Hill for the rest of this season, or at least for the next couple of games, build in some extra dynamicism, build in another dynamic weapon into your offense and put the ball in his hands every play, give yourself that run third at quarterback. We talked about it. We broke it down in Monday's episode. You can go and check that out if you didn't hear it, but or watch it. But as of right now, there's no real guarantee that this means anything for Taysom Hill immediately, right? This is all about in 2022. To me, the only thing that seems promised out of this style of contract and what the New Orleans Saints have created for Taysom Hill is simply that he'll get another opportunity to compete. That's it. No real guarantee that he's going to be the guy moving forward this season, next season, 2022, 2023, so on, whatever. There's no real guarantee there. There's just the guarantee that, hey, you have a role one way or another with this team in the foreseeable future, and you're going to get an opportunity to compete again by the end of the season. And this also helps the New Orleans Saints with their wacky sort of salary cap situation starting next season, because again, they might have, and we'll figure it out once we get more details about the contract on a per year basis, they might have been able to knock down that $8.9 million. Doesn't mean that he's getting $10 million in 2022, 2023 cleanly, right? He could get a base salary in 2022 and then over $10 million over the course of the next three seasons. So we'll see how that all continues to work out and how the New Orleans Saints have continued to do this. Will he be the starting quarterback against the Buffalo Bills? Will he not want to risk it? Will the Saints not want to risk it? This is going to be very, very interesting to see and track throughout the remainder of the week. Remember, this is a bonus episode, so I still have Analytics Tuesday coming up for you on Tuesday. We'll get into some of the film on that day as well. And then on Thursday, we've got our Buffalo Bills preview with Locked On Bills, Joe Marino. And then Friday, we'll recap the Thanksgiving night game. Will Taysom be the quarterback? We will see. Y'all, this has been so exciting. Love being able to do these quick hit reaction sort of breaking news things for you and be able to give you all of this initial sort of reaction and response and breakdown. So I hope to just clarify what this contract looks like. We'll be talking about it more as we continue on. Thank you so much, as always, for making me your first listen for the second time today, I guess I'll say. And if you are looking for a second listen today, go back to another episode of Locked On Saints, or make sure you check out Locked On Bets. Win yourself some money with your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. As always, y'all, for everything in between. If you want to see all of this written down, go and check out Canal Street Chronicles. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. And trust Who Dat Nation, I'll holler at you.